A slight chance of showers, high 76.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
Is it Tuesday already? Oh, yeah, I guess it is. All right, we've got Dan, the Insurance Man. He's here live and direct, got through the clouds. And what's the topic today, Dan?
Hey, AJ, and hello, Jacksonville. I think today's topic is going to be a little bit of Medicare, a little bit about the Affordable Care Act. Some of the changes we're seeing, we're actually renewing people now for the Affordable Care Act since November 1st, so the last few days.
So no matter what age, it's a very active part of the renewal season, getting ready for 2020.
That is correct, and I can tell you that I know that there's a lot of people who have questions out there. There are some pretty significant changes. The premiums are adjusting. For some people significantly, depending on the county they live in and everything. And there's questions that I know people are going to have, and there's answers that they're going to need. And, so the best thing to do is to call in here on the radio station. The phone number is 904-831-0600. We've got, since we just started the show for today, all the lines are currently open. So if you jump on, and again, you give us a call, 831-0600, we got full open lines, so you can get on and get your question answered right away.
Any insurance question, no matter whether you're on topic or off topic,
Dan is
here to answer your question.
That is correct. We just finished Halloween. Here on October 30th, I think, was Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. It was October 31st.
Was it 31st?
That's okay. Halloween is the last day. All right. So that was Thursday. Yep.
So, we just had Halloween. Now we're in November. Soon before we know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving, and everybody's going to be preparing turkeys and mashed potatoes and this cornbread stuffing. And
after Halloween, and all of a sudden it's New Year's Eve. Wow.
That's right.
Christmas and New Year's Eve. It seems like this time of the year, it just kind of accelerates every year.
And, I was at the, one of the home improvement stores, and literally I was like, and they've got tons and tons of candy for Halloween. And I just turned to my right, and I'm like, hey, there's a whole section of nothing but Christmas stuff.
Yeah, they do that earlier every year, don't they?
It certainly seems that way. So, what I thought about when I saw the Christmas trees, and I mean, those were just imitation Christmas trees that you plug into the wall and they light up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Christmas trees, and the first thing I thought of was home fires, house fires.
Right. Well, I guess that would be something you would think about being in your business. but of course, the real trees, if you decide to get a real tree, and there's nothing really like having a real tree in there as far as the ambiance and the aroma from the real tree, unless you get some fake aroma from a fake tree.
Right.
But they've made them much, much nicer through the years than they used to be. And now I would assume they have to at least try and be somewhat fire retardant when they build those products, hopefully.
Yeah, I would hope so. But, for people who go out and get a real tree every year, my PSA, my public service announcement is, please make sure that you put the cut end of the tree into a pan of water.
You got to have that water there
to keep it hydrated so that the needles don't dry out. And
becomes more of a fire risk.
And becomes more of a fire risk. So please make sure that if your string of lights has a short in it, and the tree dries out too much, that little spark from a short can start a house fire, and that's the worst thing you want during the holiday season.
That's not a kind of present you want. You don't want to be on the short end of Christmas, so to speak.
That's correct. That is correct. So there's my PSA for this show. And you know, and again, like I said, it's the open enrollment, the annual enrollment window for Medicare. A lot of big changes there. Starting January 1, 2020, for people who are looking for supplements, you know, you're looking at the F plan being grandfathered in. So for people who are going to be turning 65 as of January 1 or later, or after January 1 or later in 2020, the F supplement, the F plan supplement, is not going to be available for you. It will have been officially grandfathered. For anybody who has already turned 65 or was already issued an effective Part A prior to January 1, 2020, the F plan will still be available for you to enroll in. And that's an important point. You have to have already turned 65, or you had to have had your Part A issued prior to January 1, 2020. And if you did, then the F plan supplement will be available for you to enroll in. So keep that in mind. Now, if the F plan is not something that you're interested in and you want to do a different supplement plan, all the other letters are still pretty much available for you for 2020. It's just the F and the F plan supplement and the C, as in cat plan supplement, are being grandfathered and are going away. And then, of course, you know, November 1st began the open enrollment window for the Affordable Care Act. That's also commonly known as Obamacare. And, you know, there's a little bit more competition this year than there was last year. Competition is good because you get to see some other players in the market trying to kind of woo you over and try their plan out. Here's kind of the downside to that competition. And you wouldn't think this is the case. You would think, hey, competition will lower premiums. Well, it kind of does that in a way. And then it kind of, and then the other way is it creates competition because the competition creates companies that want to capture a lower price point on their health insurance plans. And most people are not aware, but the tax credit or subsidy is attached to the second lowest priced silver plan in a demographic area, which is usually county, your county, the county you live in, whether it's Duval, Nassau, St. John's, Clay, Baker. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter as far as, but except in the sense that the second lowest cost cheap silver plan in your county determines where the tax subsidy or tax credit goes. And we're going to get, you know, we got a minute. Again, the phone number to call if you have a question, 831-0600. You can also reach me off the air, Dan the Insurance Man at Thomas & Associates. And you can do that through the office phone number, which is 904-730-3900. That's 904-730-3900. And good news, our online chat app through the website has finally been fixed. And so you can go to www.healthinsurancethomas.com and go to the online chat and reach out to me that way as well.
It's back.
That's right. So again, if you've got a question for On the Air, 831-0600, That's 831-0600.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuchman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, and when you buy one MyPillow, Mike will give you one for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan is here and he's taking your questions on the phone right here. Our line is open at WBOB at 831-0600. Of course, that's 904-831-0600. And Dan, we have, looks like Sandy's on the line. I think she has some Medicare questions for you.
Oh, go right ahead.
Dan, my name is Sandy. I heard your comments on Section F and C of Medicare being grandfathered. I'm a little bit concerned. Grandfathered, do you mean being included eventually or being discontinued? I was a little confused by the terminology.
They're being discontinued.
They're not being grandfathered except for the people who you name who could still get them.
Correct. Eventually. Right. Either you're already on it, in which case you get to keep it. So they're grandfathered from that standpoint, and then they're grandfathered from the standpoint of you're either turning 65 prior to January 1, 2020, or you're on Social Security disability, and you've already been given your red, white, and blue Medicare card. So that makes you eligible, even though you're under 65 to potentially get it. The other people who are allowed to get it was somebody who may have turned 65 and has their Part A effective, but they're still employed they're still working and have group coverage, or they're covered by group coverage from their spouse's insurance. But they have their Part A effective prior to January 1, 2020. So they will still be allowed to enroll into one of those plans.
Well, I already have Medicare now, and I have Parts A and B. And please refresh my memory about what C and F are for.
Well, those would be that refers to a Medigap or supplement plan. So that's for people who decide that they want to stay on original Medicare, and but they want to buy a private insurance plan. In this case, they're referred to as supplements to cover their 20% responsibility that original Medicare pushes
now,
off.
Is that the C or the F?
That's for both, C and F.
Oh, C and F, okay.
It's two different plans, slightly different benefits. But both of those plans are being basically retired as of January 1, 2020. So if you're already on Medicare, then you still have the ability to enroll in them even after January 1, 2020. They're still available for you, but they're not available for somebody who says, for somebody who starts, say, February 1 of 2020, those plans aren't going to be available for that person.
Okay, well, Dan, thank you very much. You're providing a good service for people who have gotten 10,000 calls about Medicare, believe me.
Trust me, I know. My mom is the same way. She doesn't answer the phone this time of year because of the number of calls she gets.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Service. Bye-bye.
That was a great call.
It was. Yeah. It was a good question. So, again, just kind of, again, a short little recap. As of January 1, 2020, the C supplement, like C as in cat, and the F supplement, as in Frank, F as in Frank, those plans are not available after or beginning January 1, 2020 mm-hmm. for anybody who is turning 65. Now, if you're already on Medicare, those plans are available for you even after January 1, 2020.
Will that be for a limited time, though?
At least through 2020.
Oh, at least they do the everything annually, though. They update
that is everything. That is absolutely correct. I will not be surprised if Medicare comes out and says, that's it. Come January 1, 2021, I would not be surprised if Medicare comes out with a rule that says, that's it. Nobody mm-hmm. else is allowed to enroll in the plan. You're either in it or you're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if you're in it already, you can still make those changes. But if you turn 65 on January 2nd, I guess you're out of luck.
You are out of luck. That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I was kind of talking about, I'm going to kind of jump back into the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as some people lovingly call it. I was talking about the pricing, and we're seeing some additional companies come into the market and compete with the other with basically Florida Blue, which for the last 3 or 4 years has pretty much been the only game in town, and now. We're starting to see some companies kind of come back into the market, and some new companies try to break into the market, so to speak, and compete. So here's what it's done. So we have competition. We're getting a little bit more competition. And you would think, hey, this extra competition, it's going to drive premiums down.
That would be the thought, right?
That would be the thought. Well, we haven't exactly seen, but, thanks to our federal government, we're not really seeing a decrease in the premiums this year, because the federal government decided that they were going to put a special fee or tax on the insurance companies of 3%. And I kind of addressed this a few weeks ago. So the price decrease that we should have seen, which would have been about 4% on the premiums, basically kind of went away. They went away because now the insurance companies had to pay an additional 3% tax. And so most of the discount that they were going to be providing basically went to the federal government. And so the premium stayed kind of flat and kind of where they're at. Now, here's where the problem comes in. We have these extra companies coming in, and they all want to have the lowest cost insurance possible. So here is the unintended consequence of an insurance company trying to come in at the lowest price point. The subsidy or tax credit that's applied to everybody's income and household size chart is based on the second, but in speaking plainly, the second cheapest silver plan in your county of residence. So I kind of want to give you an example. If the second cheapest silver plan in your county costs $200, then you get X subsidy. It means that you should generate enough subsidy to make that plan cost. Let's use for an example, a person who makes like around $12,000 a year. So a person who makes $12,000 a year, single person who makes $12,000 a year, has to pay 2% of their salary to their health insurance premium. So 2% of $12,000 a year is around, what are we talking about? $240, let's say, for example purposes. So you've got $240 that's split up over 12 months. So it's about $20 a month. That's what a person, that's all, according to the Affordable Care Act, that a person who makes $12,000 a year is supposed to pay towards their insurance, is $20 a month. So if the second cheapest silver plan for that person is $200 a month, they pay $20 and the government throws in the ponies up the additional $180. Now, another company comes in with competition and says, hey, My plan isn't $200 a month. My plan is $175 a month. So what does that mean for the person who's making $12,000 a year? They're still going to pay $20 a month. That's locked in stone. That's written. That's it. All they can do is pay $20 a month. The federal government doesn't pay $180 a month. They make up that difference to the $175, which is $155. So now the federal government is only giving a tax credit or a subsidy of $155.
So the government saves money.
That's right. The government saves okay. money, not necessarily the person who's insured. Let's say somebody wants a better plan, one with better benefits. Well, that plan with better benefits, maybe it costs not $200 a month. Maybe it costs $250 a month. Well, now you've got to pay more out of your pocket because somebody, some other company has come in and said, hey, our cost is $175. So now the subsidy or tax credit is lowered because they now own this spot for the second cheapest silver plan. And so the subsidy and is pegged on that $175 premium, not on the $200 premium, or it could be $150 or whatever that number is. It's lower. There's competition. They're coming in with lower price points. So what's happening is plans that have better benefits are costing more. So there's not really a great savings here. The competition is still kind of being stifled because we just don't have enough competitors bringing the overall prices down. What we're seeing now is a couple of competitors coming in with really, really cheap monthly premiums and not necessarily quality plans for that dollar amount. So I hear the music, AJ. So again, if you've got a question, I know this is kind of a confusing subject. I don't know that I'm necessarily making sense, but if you've got a question and I've confused you, give us a call, 831-0600. That's 831-0600, or call me off the air, 904-730-3900, or go to healthinsurancethomas.com. And use the online chat feature and reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man.
All right, Dan, back here in a flash. We'll have more during this, well, I guess it's a busy season with Medicare and Obamacare.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House claims the release of two transcripts Tuesday shows there's even less evidence for impeachment than previously thought. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the testimony of Gordon Sondland, the Trump administration's ambassador to the European Union, didn't identify any solid source for his acknowledgement that he understood by September that American aid to Ukraine was linked to a public statement promising to investigate corruption in the country. Gubernatorial and legislative elections are taking place in four states amid impeachment proceedings against President Trump and a fevered Democratic presidential primary scramble. In this November election day between national contests, governors are being chosen in Kentucky and Mississippi, and state lawmakers are being elected in New Jersey and Virginia. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 30 points to a record 27,492. The NASDAQ rose a point. The S&P down 3. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. The governor has plans he says will make Florida's health care system the best in the country. While in Pinellas County yesterday, Ron DeSantis announced patients can now go online and find out how much a procedure will cost before they decide to undergo it. The website is FloridaHealthPriceFinder.com. DeSantis says health care is the only industry where a consumer purchases something without knowing the price. And that needs to change. Deputies are investigating an unusual crime in St. Johns County. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that Andrew Burnett was arrested for carjacking a golf cart. The 42-year-old from Seminole County was caught after a deputy says he saw him driving recklessly on U.S. 1 North. And Floridians are paying more for gas. AAA says the statewide average for a gallon of regular jumped 7 cents in the last week to $2.44. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Expect delays because of an accident on Atlantic Boulevard eastbound at the 295 East Beltway, blocking the left turn lane. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 southbound at the exit at US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard, and congestion on the East Beltway, 295 northbound and southbound around Bay Meadows Road. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 66. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, high 76.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, November 8th, starting at 8 p.m., see and hear Sting in concert with his My Songs Tour at Daly's Place next to TIAA Bank Field. Saturday, November 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Already half the hour is gone down the Medicare area, and we've got more Obamacare, Medicare. This is the busy season, isn't it, Dan?
It is. It is a very busy season. Everybody wants to get their plans renewed. Everybody wants to know what's the new features that they're getting for their insurance, that the insurance companies are offering.
And so, trying to not increase the cost, but it's although sometimes that's pretty much expected in the last few years, isn't it? That every year it seems like there's some kind of increase or you have more liability, et cetera.
It It does. You know, every year I can safely say that every year I am surprised where the premiums end up. There's this year I was kind of expecting the premiums to go down a little bit, not much, just a touch, and I'm kind of seeing the exact opposite. So I got, I don't know, probably about 50% of the people are getting a very slight price reduction. And I do mean slight. We're talking anywhere from $2 to maybe $10 a month tops. And, on average. And then the other 50%, are seeing, increases of anywhere from about $25 a month to like $300.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a roller coaster ride out there. And I just, you just don't know where your premium is going to end up with Obamacare, because, there's so much, fluctuation with how these, the subsidy or the tax credit is generated. And, so that just, it just does a lot of stuff there. And then you got to be careful, because there are some insurance companies that offer, you know, qualified health plans, but the problem with them is not that they're necessarily a bad company. It's just that they don't offer benefit-rich plans. They want you to reach into your pocket to pay for quite a bit of the health coverage versus their pocket. So they want your premium dollars, but they want you to pay a pretty penny out of pocket before they start paying for the luxury of having their insurance. And to, in my opinion, that's kind of the opposite of why people want insurance. People don't want insurance to have to reach into their pocket. They want insurance to reach into their pocket. Right. And to, you know, they want the insurance company to reach into its pocket and pay for stuff.
They want to be covered, and they don't, I mean, they expect a certain amount for their premium, and that's right. All they really want to, and that, other than that, they want to be able to go to the doctor, get it taken care of, and not to cripple them financially.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And what's happening is a lot of these lower price point companies, that's not the philosophy they use. They don't look at giving you copays. What they look at is, hey, you meet the deductible of $7,000 or $6,500 or $7,700. You meet the deductible, and then we'll pay after, you know, we'll pay 80%. After you meet the deductible of, you know, of this high deductible. That's kind of like not having insurance in a way. Now, if you're very healthy, that could make that plan, that type of a plan could make sense for you. But a lot of people have a chronic health condition, or they're on medications, and these deductibles sometimes apply to your prescription drug coverage, and you have to pay a lot of money. Let's face it. There's a big issue with the cost of medications through prescription drug coverage right now, and so that creates a lot of anxiety and stress for people. So that's another factor you have to look at when you're buying a health insurance plan, and is where how much are you going to be paying for your medications on that plan? That's another question that you should be asking. It's another question that you should make sure you have the correct answers to, so that you're making the right decision for yourself. So take that into account when you're out shopping and stuff. You know, we are moving, of course, into the holiday season. Soon we're going to be into the new year. So the other thing that you want to take into account is your homeowners, you know, tax season is upon us. I personally just got my property tax statement from the Duval County Property Tax Office, from the office of, I believe, Jim Overton.
Yes, I got one of those too.
So, you know, I just learned where my property taxes are for the new year. Wasn't happy with it, but guess what? Don't get a lot of choice out of it.
Yeah. That's what they say about taxes being due. It's part of life, right?
So, right. So here's the thing I'm going to tell you. If your property taxes are going up and you escrow it through your mortgage, your mortgage is going to go up.
Well, because your escrow is going to change.
That's correct. So there's a couple of things you have to consider when that happens. How do you make sure that your mortgage doesn't go up too significantly? Well, you have two choices. You either have to send your mortgage company some money to deposit into the escrow account,
which they give you the option to do. They'll project your future payment based on either just what it'll be because of the increase, or if you want to keep it at a lower rate, right, they'll give you another amount to send them.
That's right. They'll tell you, hey, send us $300, $200, whatever that amount is. They'll say, send us X amount, and that will keep your mortgage payment kind of like where it's at right now. The other option you have is, if that's not something you want to do, is you shop your homeowner's insurance and you find a company that's going to provide you is going to lower your homeowner insurance, which will also drop your escrow amount because you're paying less on the homeowner's portion of it.
Right.
And so that will reduce your escrow and maybe even make you pay less than what you've been paying.
So in that way, you're getting some lower insurance, plus you're also possibly lowering your mortgage payment.
That is correct. That very actually good. Happened to me. I was with a company, they were charging me $3,000 a year. And I said, wow, this is just so expensive. And I did some shopping. And well, lo and behold, what did I find out? That there was a company out there that was going to insure my home, same coverage I already had, wasn't changing the coverage amounts, and insured my home for $1,000 a year.
So there's some savings that a lot of people don't think about.
That's correct. And so now, if you think about it, that reduced my mortgage payment by about $200 a month. That's right. Cha-ching. And that's what, you know, and so if you're thinking to yourself, well, what can I do to reduce my mortgage payment? Sometimes you don't have to refinance your house. Sometimes you just need to fire your home insurance company and go out and get a policy that's less expensive. And that will save you some money on your mortgage because your escrow will go down.
Smart shopping.
That's right. So, you know, if you have a question about this or you have additional questions about this, you can give us a call here on the air, 831-0600. That's 831-0600. We currently have nobody on hold. So if you call right now, I promise you, AJ's going to get you on the air right away.
Let's hope so. As long as I'm able to reach over to the phone and make the connection, I think we'll do it.
And if you're a little shy and you don't want to talk on the air, you can reach out to me off the air at Thomas & Associates, Dan, the Insurance Man, at 904-730-3900. That's 730-3900. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can either email me, Or you can go to the online chat feature, and you can send me a message that way. And like I said earlier, they finally fixed that feature, and I can start chatting with people again. So don't be shy. You can reach out to me either off the air, or here on the air. And again, you can give us a call, 831-0600. Doesn't matter what your question is, doesn't matter whether it's on my topic that I'm talking about or your topic on insurance that you have a question on, you just give us a call and I will answer your question.
And as a matter of fact, Dan was telling me off the air earlier that he's usually in the office, what, a little after 9 o'clock?
That's right.
And you're there most of the day?
I'm there all day.
All day.
I'm on there all day.
All right.
I'm even there into the evening. So you, like I said, you can always call me 904-730-3900. And I'm usually there from about 9:30 a.m. to about 7:30 p.m. And so again, don't be shy. Give us a call here on the air, 831-0600 or 730-3900 off the air.
All right. Sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we got all the information there, and there's more coming up. As a matter of fact, we do have a question Jimmy's standing by. He'll be with you right after we have a couple of messages, all coming up right here. Dan, the Insurance Man on Talk Radio WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
All right, here we are in the home stretch, the final segment, and there's still time for you to get in the conversation with Dan the Insurance Man by giving us a call. Of course, Dan will be mentioning the number 904-831-0600. And Dan, we have Jimmy on the line. I think he's got a Medicare question or two.
Hey, Jimmy, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering whatever happened to Medicare Part D. I think that was a drug
part, but yeah.
You never hear about it anymore.
It's still there. It's still going strong. You don't hear about it too much anymore because it's kind of just going on autopilot here. It's still there. It's still available. If you buy a supplement plan, if you stay on original Medicare and you get a supplement, it's, you know, you have to get a standalone Part D prescription drug plan to be able to get your prescription medications at a somewhat reasonable copay amount. If you get a Medicare Advantage plan, those typically come with your Part D prescription drug plan built into it, and you will get and you don't need to worry about buying a standalone plan. It's all inclusive. It's one neat little package with a Medicare Advantage plan. So they're still there. They're still available. As a matter of fact, here in the Northeast Florida area, there's about 28 standalone prescription drug plans that you can choose from, that you can shop and choose from that standpoint.
Yeah, I've signed up for a Plan G, and I didn't know if that included it or not. Or
does not. You still have to get a prescription, a standalone Part D prescription drug plan.
If you had F, would you still need a standalone plan, Part D?
Yep, you sure do. Okay. And it doesn't matter what letter supplement you get. You have to purchase a standalone Part D prescription drug plan to go along with it.
Oh, okay. All righty. I was just curious because you never hear about it anymore.
Yeah, it's still there. If you have questions, feel free to reach me off the air, 904-730-3900.
Will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that was a pretty good question. You know, I kind of neglected the mm-hmm. Part D prescription drug coverage.
Because we don't think of that because these Advantage plans have made that kind of a non-topic because that's, I guess that was the Advantage part was that they would take care of more of it so you make it simpler for the consumer, right?
It's true. And the other thing that they do, the other reason that they're known as Advantage plans is most of those plans add they provide value-added benefits. So mm-hmm. you get additional benefits that you don't get by staying on original Medicare and a supplement.
Right, and they carry the dental coverage and vision.
Some plans will give you vision. Some plans will give you dental coverage.
And the silver sneakers.
Silver sneakers. You have free access to gym membership because the silver sneakers is that they basically let you have access to just about every gym out there, whether it's LA Fitness, Planet Fitness, the YMCA.
That's a great deal.
It almost doesn't matter. Name a gym, they're likely in the network.
And the thing is, there's a good reason for it because it's a preventative.
Yeah, and you know what? If you have access to Silver Sneakers through your Advantage plan,
mm-hmm.
Silver Sneakers actually will, there's a program part with Silver Sneakers where if you go to the gym 8 times a month, you can put, what are we talking about? I think it's $100
mm-hmm.
per visit that goes, or is it $50? Maybe it's $50 per visit, goes into a account that you can use to pay for a college education for a grandchild. Yes.
Well, that's
they have to be the grandchild. You open it up and they say, oh, this is an account for little Johnny. And every time they go to the gym and they participate in, and it could be just to work out, it could be to do a jazzercise, it could be to do any program.
So you join a program at the gym.
Correct.
And then so you're benefiting your own health, and then you're benefiting your grandchild.
That's correct, because every time you go to one of these programs, I can't remember if it's $50 or $100, but I think it's $50. Every time, so 8 times a month times 5, it's $400 a month.
That seems rather
generous.
That
goes into this account that can be used at a later date when they turn 18 and are ready to go to college. So you can have,
so that accrues, but it never decays. I mean, it stays there and it stays there. And so the beneficiary, your grandchild,
that's
would
correct.
Get that money automatically.
Right. And let's say you have 3 grandchildren, you name little Johnny, who's the oldest
mm-hmm.
to be able to get the money. And then little Johnny says, oh, I don't want to go to college. I want to go to trade school and learn to be a welder or a mechanic or something along those lines.
All right.
Well, you don't have to. That's fine. You can give the money to little, you can just call them up and just say, hey, I need to make little Susie the beneficiary.
All right. So Susie gets it instead of Johnny because he's going to trade school.
But right.
If she's going to college, then she becomes the beneficiary.
Right. And it's for any college or university in the state you reside in. And it's not the state university. So you can't go to like UF or University of North Florida or University of Central Florida. It's for private colleges. So,
only like Emory.
So Emory, mm-hmm. if any, and you know, University of Jacksonville.
Right.
University of Tampa down in Tampa.
But it can't be one
Stetson.
Of the state college.
Right, it's not right. a state college, so not any
be,
of the state
could
universities.
Could be UNF or
right.
University
it doesn't.
Of Florida.
It's not at this point in time. I'm sure eventually that's going to change, and that they'll allow it.
Well,
but right
be,
now, it's for any private college that they want to go to that's on the list. And so it's a pretty neat program. So if you want to know more about it, give us a call, 831-0600. I think we have a few minutes to be able to answer questions. Or if you want to reach me off the air, Dan, the insurance man at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. So anyway, so I was going with the Advantage plan. So you get these value-added benefits that you don't get by going with a supplement and standalone prescription drug plan.
What Jimmy was calling about when he was talking about, what was it, the G and the F plans? Yeah,
yes.
And that you have to, and you were explaining that you have to get the Part D, you have to cover your own drug plan.
That's correct.
Right. Now, is that with original Medicare, the way that's set up?
Yes. Yeah. So even if you never bought a supplement, you would still have to buy a standalone prescription drug plan to stay on with original Medicare to cover your prescription medications.
That's correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, the reason they came out with these Part D prescription drug plans was because seniors were not getting prescription drug coverage, and it was creating a financial catastrophe for people who needed these really expensive medications, and there was no way to pay for them.
And as you get older, that's more likely.
Correct.
And they were also more likely that they were locked into a financial situation where their income or retirement income was static.
That's correct. That's correct. So again, Advantage plans, they're aptly named, they're accurately named, because there are some benefits that they can provide that are not part of original Medicare. So like I said, dental, vision, the gym membership, some of the plans provide transportation to get you to and from the doctor or the pharmacy. Some plans will let you stop off at the grocery store so you can buy groceries. Some plans have those benefits. Some of the plans now provide what are known as over-the-counter OTC benefits or over-the-counter benefits. They provide you a catalog, and they give you a quarterly dollar amount to spend. I've seen that dollar amount be as little as $30 a quarter to as high as $250 a quarter.
That can make a difference.
And that's for over, and again, those over-the-counter benefits is you buy vitamins, any type of over-the-counter aspirin, bandages, Band-Aids.
Most of these items you'd usually have to buy.
Exactly.
So you're saving. Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, again, depending on the plan, I've seen those benefits be, you know, $30 a quarter or $45 a quarter to as high as $250 a quarter.
So there are a lot of advantages to an Advantage plan. It's not just a name and with no meaning.
That is absolutely correct. And I hear music. So are we coming up to
about
the end of the show?
30 seconds, young man.
So 30 seconds. So I'm not going to give you the number to call in and ask a question because we really don't have enough time for that.
That'd be a quick one.
But I will give you the number to call me at the office, 904-730-3900, and ask for Dan, the insurance man. Or you can go to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page and shoot me an email. Or even better, you can just go to the online chat feature.